So let's review. The Gemara continues to seek a resolution to the question of the previous daf, Aral Mahu B'Maiser. Is an Aral eligible to eat Maiser Sheni? The Gemara cites a Braisa, Nishtar by Tzitzin HaMa'ak V'Nesad Mila. One who performed Mila, but there were remnants of skin which disqualify the Mila. Hareza Eina Oichel Loi B'Truma V'Loi B'Pesach V'Loi B'Kachim V'Loi B'Maiser. He is ineligible to eat Truma, Pesach, Kachim, and Maiser, because he's considered an Aral. The Gemara understands the Braisa to be referring to Maiser Sheni, and we see that an Aral is ineligible to eat Maiser Sheni. The Gemara answers that the Braisa may be referring to Maiser Rishon, for Reb Meir he do Amar Maiser Rishon Asur Lazar, and is in accordance with Reb Meir who says that Izar is ineligible to eat Maiser Rishon, and therefore it's also Chomer in that an Aral is also ineligible to eat Maiser Rishon. However, Maiser Sheni, which may be eaten even by Yisrael, perhaps may be eaten by an Aral as well. The Gemara continues with another Braisa. The Braisa discusses three halachas, Truma, Paraduma, Maiser Sheni. Einin aser b'maiser, u'mutur b'par u'b'truma. An einin is disqualified for Maiser Sheni, but is allowed to perform the Paraduma and eat Truma. Tvul yoim, aser b'truma, u'mutur b'par u'b'maiser. A tvul yoim is disqualified from Truma, but is allowed to perform the Paraduma and eat Maiser Sheni. Mechusa Kippurim, aser b'para, u'mutur b'truma u'b'maiser. Mechusa Kippurim is disqualified from the Paraduma, but he's allowed to eat Truma and Maiser Sheni. The Gemara asks, why doesn't the Braisa include Aral Asur B'Truma U'Mutu B'Par U'B'Maiser? An Aral is disqualified from Truma, but is allowed to perform the Paraduma and eat Maiser Sheni. Apparently because an Aral is ineligible to eat Maiser Sheni as well. The Gemara answers that the Braisa is in accordance of Rabbi Kiva, who derives Aral Asur B'Truma from Ish Ish L'Rabbis as Aral Katame, that an Aral is considered a Tame. If so, an Aral is also disqualified from Paraduma and from Maiser Sheni. Therefore, Aral cannot be included in the Braisa because he is disqualified from all three halachas. However, according to Rabbi Eliezer, who derives Aral Asur B'Truma from Teishev V'Sachar, an Aral may be eligible to eat Maiser Sheni. The Gemara continues, V'af Rabbi Yitzchak Sava Aral Asur B'Maiser. Rabbi Yitzchak calls that an Aral is ineligible for Maiser Sheni because Nemer Mimenu B'Maiser V'Nemer Mimenu B'Pesach. Ma Menu Ha'Amer B'Pesach Aral Asur B'Ay V'Menu Ha'Amer B'Maiser Aral Asur B'Ay. Just as an Aral is ineligible for Pesach, he is ineligible for Maaser as well. The Gemara elaborates, Tlasa Mimenu Ksivi B'Pesach. There are three phrases regarding Pesach in which we find the word Mimenu. Al Toichlu Mimenu No. The word Mimenu teaches that this lav applies to the Basar only, but not to the Matzu Mara mentioned in the previous Pasuk. L'Yisusiru Mimenu Ad Beiker. The word Mimenu in this Pasuk is Mufni, available for the Gzeres Shava because it's superfluous, since the previous pasuk already mentioned the basar. V'hanoyser mimenu ad boiker be'esh tisreifu needs to follow the syntax of the previous pasuk. Also, t'losa mimenu ksivi b'maiser. There are three phrases in one pasuk regarding maiser rishon in which we find the word mimenu. Lo yichaltu b'oyne mimenu. The word mimenu teaches that this lav applies to maiser sheni only, but not to maiser rishon. V'lo vi'arti mimenu b'tamei. The word mimenu in this phrase is mufni, available for the gzeres shava because it's superfluous, since the entire pasuk is about maaser sheni. V'lo nisati mimenu lemes. The word mimenu teaches that maaser sheni shenitma mutru l'seichai. Maaser sheni that became tamei may be used for anointing, even though it's forbidden for eating and drinking. Because we dash from the pasuk, lemes hu d'lo nisati. Halachai dum yidemes nisati. I did not use it for a mess, but I did use it for a chai in a similar fashion. It must be referring to anointing. The Gemara continues explaining the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak. A tamei may not eat truma. This is derived from the pasuk ish ish mizera aron v'hutzruah oizav b'kadoshim lo yechlu ad asher yitar. A descendant of Aaron who is tamei may not eat kadoshim until he becomes tar. Now, the word kachim in this pasuk must be referring to truma, because eza davar sheshava bezar shel aaron havelim ezu truma. Only truma may be eaten by all descendants of Aaron, both men and women. However, kachim may be eaten by men only, and kachim kalim may not be eaten by certain women in certain situations. Now, the question is, at what point can the tamei resume eating truma? We learned in the Braisa on Amud Aleph that a tevul yom aser b'truma. Even after he was toivel, he may not eat yet. He must wait until Harav Shemesh, nightfall, to eat truma. The Baisa also taught, Mechusik Yipurim Mutu B'truma. Even if he is required to bring a carbon on the following day to attain complete tahara, he is allowed to eat truma following Harav Shemesh. Therefore, the Gemara asks, Umay dehay ada sheyiter ada ikah Harav Shemesh, Eima ada maisik haparo. The Gemara answers because the pasuk concludes, Vanagir b'chol tmei nefesh, dumi de tmei nefesh. The tzeruah zav mentioned in the same pasuk are similar to tmei mes. Matmei nefesh de lav bar kapara, since tmei mes never requires a carbon, haniname de lav b'nei kapara nenu, b'zav bal shtei riyis, uve mitzayu muskur hakasa medaber. The pasuk must be referring to a zav who only emitted twice, and a mitzayu who is only a muskur, who do not require carbon. Therefore, ad asher yitur must be referring to Harav Shemesh. However, the Gemara asks, perhaps in the case where the tame requires a carbon, he may not eat until he brings the carbon. The Gemara also cites a very well-known Mishnah. Taval v'ala oichel b'maiser, Harav Shemesh oichel b'truma, hevi kapara oichel b'kadshim, minolan. Therefore, Rava answers, Tlasa kroik zivi. There are three psukim regarding when the tame may resume eating various kadshim. The Tamei shall not eat kachem until he performs tevila. This implies harachatz tahar. Once he was tevil, he may eat. This pasuk is referring to Maiser Sheni, for which tevila is sufficient. Therefore, tavo va'ala eichel b'maiser. Uva Hashemesh v'tahar va'achal yechem min hakadoshim. After Harav Shemesh, the Tamei may eat kachem. This pasuk is referring to truma, for which Harav Shemesh is sufficient. Therefore, Harav Shemesh eichel b'truma. The pasuk regarding Yeledes, a woman who gave birth, states, "V'kipper aleha koin b'tahero." When the koin brings her carbon, she becomes completely tahar, and she may eat. This pasuk is referring to eating kadoshim. Therefore, hevi kapara eichel b'kadoshim. Abaya adds, "Trei kroy ksivi b'yeledes." There are actually two pesukim regarding Yeledes. "B'chol kodesh leisiga, ve'lamikdash leisavoy ad meloisi mei tahar." She may not eat kadoshim, nor enter the Beis HaMikdash until her days of Tahara are completed. This implies, keeping the Malu Yumeh Tahara. Once her days of Tahara have concluded, which means Harav Shemesh, she may eat. The pasuk mentioned earlier, the Chipra Leha Koin B'Tahara, when the Koin brings her carbon, she becomes completely Tahara and may eat, but not before Karbanis. HaKetzad, Kan L'Truma, Kan L'Kadoshim. In order to reconcile these two conflicting psukim, which are both written regarding a Yeledes, who is required to bring Karbanis, we must say, the first pasuk is referring to truma, which she may eat after Harav Shemesh, even though she is still a Mechusa Kippurim. The second pasuk is referring to kadoshim, which she may only eat after bringing her karbanos. Let's summarize. We have three pasukim that teach that truma may be eaten after Harav Shemesh. Kadoshim lo yochel ad asher yitar, uvo Hashemesh v'tahar v'achol yochem na kadoshim, b'chol kodesh leisiga, ve'lamikdash leisavoy ad meloisi mei tahara. The Gemara in the next daf will explain why all three are necessary.